It's almost as if I'm able to tap into God's heart and what he wants.
I get goosebumps, actually.
You can feel him all around you, and you can feel him speaking through the words that you're saying.
Just a little sound from ABC News Nightline story on speaking in tongues recently. We were listening to that piece and getting your reaction to the subject of speaking in tongues. Woman says, it's like tapping into God's heart. What did she say? Tapping into God's heart and what he wants. She doesn't know what she's saying, but she knows that it's what God wants her to say and speak. She can feel God all around her when she's speaking in tongues. Now, there's no doubt about it. Scripture has very specific teaching on speaking in tongues. The only question that remains here is, when someone's just speaking in tongues, whatever they may think that is, are they doing what Scripture's talking about? I want your thoughts, your comments, and your questions on speaking in tongues here in the last hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Our call-in numbers are 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We're coming to you live this Monday, March the 26th. Our in-studio email address, it's a great place to post your questions or your comments because we get it right here in the studio, issuesetc@kfuo.org. We're going to hear a story from ABC News Nightline on speaking in tongues. Here we go.
Today we examine the Christian practice of speaking in tongues. Those outside the church often say it's nothing more than gibberish, but some Christians claim that it's the purest form of prayer beyond the constraints of normal language. Nightline's Vicky Mabry reports on the science of speaking in tongues.
It is an ancient practice mentioned in the Bible. St. Paul called it speaking in the tongues of angels. Jesus' apostles were first said to do it at Pentecost. The technical term is glossolalia. Most people call it speaking in tongues.
There's a vast number of people out there that, because they did not personally experience it or have been taught against it all their lives, there's no way they have an ability to embrace it. So that's common. We're still mocked and made fun of.
That's not stopping Pastor Jerry Stoltzfus or others in